A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 6 to 8, 18 and 21 to 25. God says, "Apart from me, all is nothing. I am the Lord unrivaled. I form the light and create the dark. I make good fortune and create calamity. It is I, the Lord, who do all this. Send victory like a dew, you heavens, and let the clouds rain it down. Let the earth open for salvation to spring up. Let deliverance too bud forth, which I, the Lord, shall create. Yes, thus says the Lord, creator of the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who set it firm, created it, no chaos, but a place to be lived in. I am the Lord, unrivaled. There is no other God besides me, a God of integrity and a Saviour. There is none apart from me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God unrivaled. By my own self I swear it, what comes from my mouth is truth, a word irrevocable. Before me every knee shall bend, by me every tongue shall swear, saying, from the Lord alone come victory and strength. To him shall come ashamed all who rage against him. Victorious and glorious through the Lord shall be all the descendants of Israel." The word of the Lord. A couple of months ago, whilst in Australia, I visited a huge telescope near the town of Coonabarabran. I've been several times and never get tired of looking at the photos and reading the story of the stars and black holes, really, the story of creation. I can't understand all the scientific explanations, but do get caught up in the beauty of the stars and the poetry of those stories. What they do is to give us a glimpse of the power of God, our Creator, and the sheer beauty of God's creation. Seeing it all sends a shiver down my spine because I'm also getting a glimpse of the mind of God and the power of God. We especially should think of this during Advent, because we also get a glimpse of the kindness of God. Not just our Creator, but also a God who wants the best for us, God's human creation. John tells us in his Gospel, the Word became flesh. God's own Son took on human flesh, a human nature with human parents, a human baby. This is something else about God to be marveled at. Isaiah says today, "Let justice descend. Let the earth open and salvation bud forth. Let justice also spring up. I, the Lord, have created this." The budding forth is a baby in Bethlehem, is Jesus giving his life to show God's mercy. For God's justice is mercy, which we celebrate all the coming year. Advent is a time of wondering. Christmas is a time of rejoicing.